Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate with your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by CMG Financial.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniel, John Wallace in the studio tonight. Jason Sutton, the mayor, longtime resident of Southwest Michigan, a graduate of Western Michigan University, a Bronco, resides in the country just outside of Bridgman, mostly found in the shops and restaurants in the Sawyer area. His interests include working out, hosting trivia, drinking wine and beer on occasion, spending time with his dog Peyton, as in Walter Peyton, doing some drone video shooting as well, which is not on this list. And in the fall, of course, you can find him watching bears, and I don't mean St. Joe, though he might occasionally do that too if they were playing Lakeshore or Bridgman. He's got over 30 recent sales, 3 current listings, some 5-star reviews you can find online if you Google Jason Sutton Realtor. Tammy says he was amazing in helping and continuing to help us. We are currently looking for homes for my parents. He's very communicative and helpful with showing us the properties. So nice. Not the properties, Jason. Brian says Jason is truly amazing to work with. He is always available with a quick response to questions. I am for certain he knows Southwest Michigan better than anyone else around. He is the agent to go to if you are planning on buying or selling your home. Cell phone for Jason, 269-326-2473. Email is Jason Sutton. That's 2 T's at atproperties.com. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, John. It's always nice to hear reviews like that.
Isn't it?
No.
Is it your first time hearing them? We wrote them this morning.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. No.
You were Tammy. I was Brian.
That's funny because I just kind of brought back the memories of helping Brian find a house. And we found him a house in Baroda. Got him in the first day within the first 2 hours of it being listed. He just went right in. We ended up meeting the owner, which, you know, you're not
this
supposed to really.
Doesn't happen,
you don't really happen. But the owner was there because they had big dogs. So walked through the house and he said, I want to put in an offer. And we, you know, we got a little bidding war, but we got in right away. It's funny that he says, I do know this area pretty well. So as you check the hot sheets and you know what's going on with these houses, you know, as soon as they come on the market, if you're able, if you have a buyer to get them in right away, it's always the best thing, especially in a market like today.
You were born and raised in this area.
Oh, yeah.
So you grew up around there. You did too, Joe. I sort of did in summers when I was picking beans at the Vites down in Buchanan with my grandparents. But that can be an advantage because you really know the area far better than somebody who's only been here 5 or 10 years. Sorry, I forgot to turn my phone off.
It's a huge advantage, I feel like, because he was looking at places that was close to work, was close to shopping, and was close to good schools in case his kids ever move back in the area. So it's good to hear that. It just makes you feel good that somebody wrote a great review about you. It's great. It's great to get him a little house there.
Yeah, and as we were talking off air, it's also, those reviews are nice when folks will go out online, social media, Facebook, wherever, LinkedIn, Zillow, and give you those reviews. Realtor.com allows the folks to do that too. But more importantly, it's the referrals that they send you, the other relatives and friends. And
yeah, and he actually did refer me to his aunt, who referred her best friend to me, and I found her family a little house too in Bridgman. So
was it on a prairie?
I'm sorry?
You found them a little house. Was it on a prairie?
It was on a prairie. it's actually downtown Bridgman, which is a hard market to buy in these days. So.
Yeah, it is. Those go quick.
They do go real quick. So
especially it's kind of like upkeep. Talladega Nights out there right now. If you're not first, you're last, right?
Second
is just the first loser.
That's right. It's so true out there. It's a crazy market.
But that's why your offers have got to be right. And I still run into people looking for homes. They're like, no, we're going to underbid $10,000 and we're going to ask them for $4,000. And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to get that house.
You really have to educate your buyer. And sometimes they're stubborn and they don't believe you. And then they will, like I'll give an example. You show them a house on Friday. You say, you know, this has had a lot of showings. It's not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a decision in the next 3 hours if you really want the house. And I know it sounds crazy, but if you trust me and you really want the house, we can get you the house. They're like, well, we're going to think about it. Okay. And they call you up on Monday and say, hey, we'd like to look at the house again. And you say to them, like, it's already got an offer on it. It had an offer on it Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. It actually had 12 offers on it.
Exactly. Saturday. So, yeah. You know, when they see that, then they go, oh, well, maybe we do need to make a decision faster. Oh, you do.
Yeah.
You actually do. And it sounds crazy because it's a large purchase. But if you have the right realtor that could show you the value in the home, they could talk about the structure of the home and if it's good or not, talk about proper inspections and things that'll keep you safe in buying the home. Those are all really good things to have in a realtor. So you really got to find someone that does that. I hate to say this, but almost a full-time realtor, most full-time realtors, you can trust to have the right information to bring you into the right house, you know,
in a timely manner.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to knock on people that do a part-time, but they may not know the market as well. They may not know homes as well. They may not know the system of buying as well as somebody that's doing it, you know, selling 20 houses or 30 houses a year. You know, those are the people that you really want to trust in a market like this, I feel like.
Well, the 800 members of the association, right. 75-80% of them are doing 3, 4, 5 homes a year, and that's all.
Exactly. And that's okay, but I mean, I always feel like trusting somebody that's in it, hammering every street during the week, you know, like going through.
Jason Sutton, you know, at properties, hammering the streets.
I got a new slogan.
Yeah. I've got Miami Vice in my head going on here. Where's your assistant?
But the whole point of that is I'm going through 20 homes a week, walking through them with showings of people, you know, so I've seen a lot of what's out there in the market. I know what it's going for. I know if you could bid $10,000 less or you can bid $5,000 less or not.
Yeah, if it's not listed at the right price.
Exactly.
Or it needs some work. You've got 3 listings going on, and you want to talk about free money, so I understand from Joe.
We all want to talk about free money.
Joe's giving away free money here.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking to Jason Sutton from At Properties, the number one broker, not only in Chicagoland, but all of Southwest Michigan. Jason's email is jasonsutton@atproperties.com. Cell phone 269-326-2473. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. CMG Financial is a national mortgage leader and the only approved lender for Home Fund Me to help you crowdfund your down payment. For more information, visit homefundme.com.
Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more for home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time. CMG Financial. 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe. Your new home awaits with CMG Financial.
Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, always reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. Joe Daniels in the studio.
Daniel.
I just said not
There's
Daniels.
There's only one of me, John.
Yeah.
And I'm
I
not,
just want to add an S to your name all the way.
I'm not related to Jack. I'm not related to Jeff. It's a different last name. I'm not Joe Daniels. Just Joe Daniel. Not related to Jack Daniels
Jeff
or Jeff.
I think you should go to court and add the S.
What? Yeah, why not?
I feel like that's enough of your bad ideas.
Sir. I would want to be related to Jack Daniels. I mean, that's quite an empire.
It is. Even if, you know, you only were a small piece of the will and inheritance, you're just getting royalties, wouldn't you? Exactly. For me.
Maybe you should look into that. Maybe down the line, the lineage, they drop the S somewhere and you really are related to that family.
Well, if the real estate thing doesn't work out, I will pursue that full time.
In the studio tonight, Jason Sutton, the mayor with At Properties, AT Properties, the number one broker in all of Southwest Michigan. His email address is Jason Sutton. It's S-U-T-T-O-N. If you don't know how to spell Jason, go back to school. Jason Sutton. Well, it's not like some John can be spelled. spelled wrong.
Well, people spell J-A-Y-S-O-N for some reason.
Which, for the record, is not how you spell
your name. And I've actually never seen it spelled that way. I've always seen it J-A-S-O-N.
I have seen it spelled that way on some football rosters.
I guess. Now I'm nervous. It's J-A-S-O-N-S-U-T-T-O-N at property.
M-O-U-S-E. Jason's cell phone, 269-326-2473. If you Google Jason Sutton Realtor, he comes up on Mishrig, Swimrig, Realtor.com, at properties.
Yeah.
You need your own kind of really cool website, too, where you can just do your drone footage.
Oh, I've been working on that,
Are you making money off drone videos yet?
I'm not. The drone is just...
fun.
It's just fun.
So tell me about the free money.
Yeah, we want to know about free money.
Well, so this is kind of a concept that I have, which I talk a lot with people that are kind of leery. They're like, maybe I shouldn't buy a house right now because the rates are going up. It's not 3.5% anymore. It's much more. You know what I mean? I say,
it's much more. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's much more.
it's not 12. It's not 19.
it's only a little bit more. So that's kind of the funny thing. They kind of feel like I shouldn't buy right now. That we should wait for the rates to go back down. Well, and I talked to him about how good the economy is, and that's probably not going to happen. They're only going to go up because that's just what they've been doing. They've been trending up lately. So, but I kind of put it in perspective with them. If they're, 20 to 30 years old, I talked to them about their parents buying a house, and when their parents bought a house, that it was, 8 or 10%. Instead, you're under 5%. Under 5% really is free money, given the rate of the property value going up, given that, that 1% doesn't make a difference from 3.5 to 4.5 really for you. It does, but not a lot.
Only if you're spending too much money on a house and you're pushing your budgets outside of what's reasonable, because every year your property taxes are going to go up a little bit. Your homeowner's insurance is going to go up a little bit. So you got to think about those things in the future. But I go back 4 years ago, spring of 2014, maybe even spring of 2015, the 30-year fixed was 5.5, 5.75
right
before it came back down again. So it's all relative to what your budget is, what you want to buy. And now is a great time to be out on the market and buying, because rates are only slightly continuing to go up at this point in a relative way.
The key word there
is pricing.
Yeah, so is pricing. So, but you said slightly. I mean, it's not like it's 8%. It's not like it's 9%. You know what I mean? People thought those were good rates when those were happening in the 80s. That's the thing, because it was much higher in the 70s and 60s. So
it was.
If you look at what's going on, it's just a really good thing for you. If you're under 5%, you can get in there. There's lots of great programs out there for people to buy right now. But I tell people that while you're looking, while you're waiting, if you're waiting, you should be saving a house payment every month if you can.
Yeah.
Put it away. Put 9-10 grand down. Get a conventional loan. Get yourself ahead of the game. Because really what this is it's a planning phase. Plan for success here. Because, let's face it, we're not building enough.
Not yet. Well, and partially in this region, there aren't enough builders.
Yeah, there's not. And it's kind of almost a nationwide crisis. You look at this, there's not enough newer homes going in that are in that medium price range for people. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about building a new home for $175,000 to $250,000.
Right.
There's just none that are going up in that price range. In New Buffalo and Sawyer, in that area, in the south part of the county, the houses that are going up are $400 and above. If you get up to here to St. Joe, you're getting some in the 300s, but most of them, even up by the golf course, you're looking at those. Those are high dollar items.
Yeah, and some of Greg Fenner's new developments are still in that 285, 375 kind of range, depending on what you're doing with
it. And if you look at the percentage of buyers that come to me, and I feel like a lot of people that are new buyers, they're not getting approved for over $200,000. So they're in this range where they're in the 140 to 200. That's what they can afford. That's actually, when you look at their monthly bills, that's really what they can afford.
Right.
Which is good. I think that's it's been much better for people also, because they're really, if I can afford $900 or $1,000 a month for a payment, they understand, that's what you can afford. Don't go over that.
Right. And depending on where they're living, because rents are only continuing to go up too, and that's not going to change.
And there's no rentals, Joan.
Right. I have folks who are looking for houses right now who are paying $1,750 to $2,000 a month in rent, and they can buy a $200,000 house and be in $1,300, $1,400 $1,500 depending on where the taxes are.
I was one
That's
of
so
those.
True.
So I rented a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath house in Stevensville for a couple of years. It was $1,400 a month. And when I did buy my house in Lakeshore Schools, it's a tri-level, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, I actually dropped my monthly housing obligation by $300. And I went, well, why didn't I do this a long time ago?
That's a lot of people's reaction. Like, I can't believe I could own a house for less than what I can rent for. And it's not every case, but if that's the case, usually you're upgrading also into a nicer house than what you were actually renting.
Sure. And now,
something you can actually paint and put pictures on the walls and have a dog in and, you know,
put
all
a
these
fence
other...
up if you want.
Customize it to fit the needs of your family. And of course, you know, the mortgage interest deduction changed in the new tax law, but it didn't go away. And, you know, unless you're, I don't know what, paying $1 million, $750,000 a year in interest, in which case you got other deductions.
Exactly.
You know, because that's not the case for the majority of us. You know, we're paying $500-$700 a month in interest. And again, if you're not buying on the beach anywhere along the coast, then the property tax limitation of $10,000 a year generally is not a factor.
Sure.
Second home, maybe. But overall, it's still a great time to be, to, as you said, to get prepared. Where's my credit scores? How can I fix them? Even if they're okay. Let's say I'm in the 650s right now. Well, if you can move that up to the 680s or the 720s, which isn't hard to do, it's going to give you a better interest rate.
Exactly.
Well, and the interest rate, even though we just talked about rates are not as low as they were a year or 2 years ago, right? We can all say that, but I think we all have heard, based on commentaries and market analyses and all that, that rates will continue going up. You said that, Jason. I pulled an infographic that's pretty recently published, but the cost of waiting, in terms of, it's the interest rate edition of the cost of waiting. So if you buy a house, they just use the number $250,000. Let's say the rate's 4.4% today. You've got your baseline payment. If you wait until next year when they're saying rates could hit 5% or higher, that could cost you an extra $100 a month. So if you kind of wait around for rates to drop again, A, you could be waiting a really long time.
Yeah.
And B, if you take the gamble and rates just continue to go up, which it sounds like they will, you're going to be costing yourself more every month. And that interest, while it is a deduction on your taxes,
it's still
you're
cash
really,
flow.
Yeah. And you're just kind of giving it to your loan servicer because you love them so much.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there's no real added benefit to you to pay more interest. So jump in now while rates are lower, even if they're not as low as what they were. And I do know there's a lot of folks out there. So I'm a little bit younger than you, Jason, and a lot of bit younger than John. But
that was a nice dig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm old.
He's old. Yeah, we just have to
I'm
remind him.
About, you I love know, it. The rate discussion and how I got to clarify this in a minute.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. But what do you say, Jason? And I you've kind of said it already, but if I'm a new home buyer and when I first started looking, you know, my 30-year fixed mortgage is at 3.625%. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's real good.
Can't get that today. No. Not real easily anyway. What do you say to the millennials who are just starting to look and said, well, 2 years ago, rates were in the threes and now they're at 4.5. Why would I spend the 4.5 interest rate even though you know they're generally going up? I mean, what do you say to millennials who weren't alive in the 80s or house shopping in the 80s, I should say, who don't remember double digit interest rates?
Yeah, no, that's so I do remind them that your parents bought a house at maybe 10% or at 12% or even if it was at 8%. My parents bought their first house in the 90s at 8%, which was a good rate back then. And they were able to refinance when the rates went down to 3%, which was great, which saved them a ton of money.
Sure.
But those rates, if they were 8% and they were good then, you know what I mean? And we were at 3% and we're going back up. They're still good now. It's under 5%. And that's the whole play I tell
in
people.
In general, depending on your credit scores and what you're doing. And the quick disclaimer on interest rates is when we say, you know, say ballpark 4.5%, that's not annual percentage rate. We're not quoting rates.
Right.
Every lender is slightly different. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, RD, VA all have slight variations on that. And if you want a real interest rate discussion, you got to talk to a loan officer licensed at whatever institution you prefer to work with. And then they'll tell you where you are. And and all of us in the industry, if they're willing to do the work, can also tell you where, look, today you're here.
Right.
But if you can do these six things or these three things, I mean, one of the things I see all the time, and I don't know why people do it, somebody told them to, is all of a sudden the word dispute appears 20 times in their credit report.
Dope. Yeah.
Well,
you can't
when
do
the
that
word,
as nice as it sounds.
When the word dispute appears on your credit report, it kind of locks your scores into a place where they can't go up, number one.
Right.
Number two, you can't buy a house with the word dispute on your
right.
credit report. And most of the time, it's a zero balance Lakeland medical collection. Well, why are you disputing something that you don't actually owe any money on anymore?
It's funny. You just reminded me of a $30 bill I got to pay. No, so, you know, you're right. You're right. And there's so many different variables that could come into your rate. Are you doing a 15-year? Are you doing a 30-year? You know, how are you looking at planning and buying this house? You know, it's a totally different situation. I thought this couple that put in an offer last week, they were going to do a 30-year. No, he's like, no way, dude. I'm going to do a 15-year. I'm going to pay it off in no time.
Right.
And he's getting, instead of 4.5, he's getting 3 and something, you know, 3% for his mortgage. But he's going to pay it off in 15 years. His payments could be almost twice as much as what it would be for a 30-year, which is fine.
But at the same time, it's that's part of, this is my long, I'm thinking long-term, not
exactly.
short-term. And even if in the next 5 or 7 years, when you move to a 15-year, you're paying down more principal than interest from the very first payment. So if all of a sudden in 5 years, they're now moving to Florida or something, he'll have so much more equity in the house because he was doing that.
Yeah.
It also ties into, if I really need to do a 30-year, and there's 25 and 20 years and 10 years, all there's
sure,
all, you can
sure.
pick any length of term you really
exactly.
want under 30, is set yourself up with a house payment that's less than you can afford so that you can, if you're doing a 30-year, so you can send an extra $100 every month to pay down that principal, because then the next day you're paying less interest on what you owe.
Like, you know, I think the advice is make an extra house payment a year will cut 5 years off your mortgage. You know,
that's could be up to 7 years,
like,
depending.
But so the idea is if you do that, that's important. Those are good things. But also being able to save money to improve your house that you're living in for 30 years is important also. And people got to think about those things, because I have some of these, I have some houses on the market right now that need a lot of work. And it's like, people walk into them, some of them don't have any vision for them, some people do have vision for them, but you have to look at it, how can I improve this house and keep it improving for the next 30 years? So that when I sell it, I do have equity in it, so that I have something to move to a smaller house and retire on or whatever. You know, that's kind of the thing you have to look at.
Joe, you know, gets married, has more kids, and needs to move up in house.
Don't you curse me like that.
Hey, we got to take another quick break. We're talking to Jason Sutton, the mayor with At Properties, number one broker both in Chicagoland and across all of Southwest Michigan. Joe Daniel and John Wallace. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. CMG Financial is a national mortgage leader and the only approved lender for Home Fund Me to help you crowdfund your down payment. For more information, visit homefundme.com.
Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more for home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time. CMG Financial. 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe. Your new home awaits with CMG Financial.
Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, always reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. When I said right back, I meant right back. Joe Daniel, John Wallace at the studio tonight with Jason Sutton, the mayor from At Properties. His email is jasonsutton@atproperties.com. Cell phone 269-326-2473. We hadn't talked at all about some of the listings you have out right now. Let's talk about this two unit you've got, because there's a great opportunity for somebody who's, there's two choices here. I'm an investor.
Right.
I'm just buying a two unit because both rents are not only going to make my payment, but should make a profit for me.
Right.
But it's also a great way, and I've financed a number of clients to do this, is I only need to live in half. And so I can rent the other half, and that's making my mortgage payment.
Exactly. So it is a little farmhouse. It's been there for a while. The guy that had it, that has it currently, has done a lot of work to it. I mean, he's done done. Two new furnaces, two new water heaters, new plumbing, has a new roof on it, and a whole new septic system.
Wow.
So when you put that kind of money into it, you know, obviously there's things are kept up pretty well. The exterior is nice. The interior needs some love. And that's just what it comes into. A lot of people, I got to understand, it's been a rental for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or it was a rental for years before that also. So it is a two unit. It has a one bedroom, one bath upstairs with a little kitchenette. And it has a downstairs, it's a three bedroom, one bath with a nice big kitchen. So, I mean, when I say nice, it's not beautiful. It needs work. It needs new countertops. It needs new flooring. But it's something that has a lot of potential for renters. And it's in Baroda. So you'd mentioned something earlier, you know, Lakeshore Schools. You know, so people want to rent and have their kids go to school there. That's a possibility for you. Not to mention, there's a lot of breweries and wineries in the area.
Those are benefits. Restaurants, too.
Those are massive benefits. And what's going on is there's people that work at these places. There's probably 250 people that work at these restaurants and breweries in that Baroda area. And you have these people driving. Some live locally. About 50, 60 of them are always asking me for places to rent. And they're driving from New Prairie, LaPorte,
mm-hmm.
places across the state line even to come work here. So if these people are coming in and they're looking for a place to live closer and there's really not a whole lot of rentals, it's a good opportunity for somebody.
I was going to say the address is 9126 Cleveland Avenue in Baroda. Now, here's the great thing. It's $129,000 listing price, four bedrooms, two full baths, 1,900 square feet. I love the 1910 farmhouse kind of style.
Yeah.
Vinyl siding on the outside. Do you have any idea what the rents are?
Yeah. So $800 to $900 for the three unit downstairs, and the one unit upstairs was getting $500 to $600.
Right. So you got two options there, too, because you can go, depending on what you need, you can go buy, move into half. You're going to get half the homestead because,
right.
you know, based on the square footage there. Do the updates and upgrades to that unit, then
yep.
turn around and rent that one and move upstairs and do the updates to that one. And now
That's a great plan.
Look, 1,900 square feet with a full basement in Baroda.
I've seen huge yard. It's back off the road, so you've got plenty of space to kind of gallop around there as well.
Yeah, it's full 2 acres. Bonfires and pig roasts and
motocross track.
Joe's band will come play
archery range and
put a couple jumps back there for your dirt bike.
But look,
that's what you do.
You got to be in the general for this region. If you're not talking waterfront, you're looking at 85 to 110 a square foot.
That's right.
And in some cases, of course, you can find 400 square foot too. That's a different animal.
Yeah.
But if I can buy almost 2,000 square feet for $130,000,
that's a good deal.
And then I do some remodeling, some upgrades to it slowly over time. You're going to appreciate in a much higher square footage on a resale value.
Right. And if, you know, I look at this and what if somebody just needs two bedrooms? They can move into the downstairs and then rent the upstairs to a worker that's in town or the cook nuke plant. You know, there's people coming to town, they rent for 6 months out of the year and they pay, you know, $250 a week to stay in some places.
Right.
They'd love to come and stay in a home that's nice and quiet and they're really hardly ever there to bother you anyways because they're working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right. This from somebody who does Airbnb stuff with your house, right?
Right.
So you have experience.
Absolutely.
In this.
I mean, there's a real big market for rentals and short-term rentals even in this area, which is, it fascinates me, but it's because there are hotels and they're available right now. There's lots of hotel rooms that are open, but you get to July, you're paying $230 for a hotel room. That's not that nice.
Yeah.
And they're all full because people are staying here to go to the beach, to go to the fruit farms, to go to the wineries,
to come into town for all the weddings,
to go to the breweries, to come into town for the weddings. I mean, there's a ton of weddings that are here. If you go downtown New Buffalo on a weekend, there's probably five or six different bachelorette or bachelor party groups. I'm not kidding you.
No, I believe you. I'm just thinking I'm married. I'm too old.
Oh, no. Yeah. Gross. Well, John.
I mean,
haven't you ever seen Wedding Crashers? Come on.
I have. That rule number 76, John, play like a champion.
There you go.
It's a Wedding Crashers quote. There you go.
That's great. But it's, you know, there's a lot of people that are staying here, so we need rentals. We really do. And there's hardly any out there.
Well, and we need townships and zoning commissions not to limit those use of rentals as
well. That's true. I agree.
Yeah, looking fully at this farmhouse, just kind of circling back, again, the address on that, 9126 Cleveland Avenue. It's a three-bedroom downstairs and a one-bedroom upstairs.
Right.
Also, because it's in Baroda, that is public water, so you're not having to mess with a well or anything. Is that right?
Yeah, you don't have to mess with the well.
It's pretty uncommon for Baroda, too, I think. That's,
and it does have septic for sewer.
Yeah, it does have the septic.
You'll get that tested and checked.
But if you think about that, then you don't have to pay for a monthly bill on your septic to sewer. Mine's 40 every 2 months, so it's not that bad. But,
but I think it depends on where you live.
But if you think
limit it by taking a shower once a month.
It
shows. It shows.
So if I add that up, that's $440 for the year.
Right.
You know, so that's, close to that. It's actually less than that. It's 300 and something. But anyways.
Well, I'm not complaining. I live in St. Joe Township, and I think we're probably closer to $1,000, $1,200, depending on how many kids are back home and how much laundry we're doing.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, it saves you money, I guess, sometimes. You have to get it pumped every 2 years or depending on how many people you have living there. So
we need to take another quick break. And I want to talk about the 19-acre empty farmhouse that's available.
Oh, yeah, the gem.
That has all kinds of potential to it. And Joe's got his lightning round of questions, too. This is a new thing, Jason.
Awesome,
you didn't
I
have
love
before.
It.
We're talking to Jason Sutton, the mayor with At Properties. His email address, again, is jasonsutton@atproperties.com. His cell phone, 269-326-2473. Joe Daniel, John Wallace on Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. CMG Financial is a national mortgage leader and the only approved lender for Home Fund Me to help you crowdfund your down payment. For more information, visit homefundme.com.
Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more for home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time. CMG Financial. 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe. Your new home awaits with CMG Financial.
Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, always reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. In the studio tonight, Jason Sutton with At Properties, the number one broker in all of Chicagoland and Southwest Michigan. His email, jasonsutton@atproperties.com. Cell phone, 269-326-2473. Joe Daniel, John Wallace. I want to talk about this house in Three Oaks on Three Oaks Road, 1658 Three Oaks Road in Three Oaks, $250,000. Now, that's four bedrooms, one and a half baths. It's an old farmhouse on 19 acres without buildings.
Right. There was a smaller farmhouse that was there back in 1990-something. The guy bought the property, and he decided to tear that down and build this new stick frame up from that.
Wow.
So he basically took everything off, and he kept some of the walls, and he went up with it, and he expanded on the home. So he built this whole exterior in 2002 and built a two-car garage and a one-car garage behind the house. So it's got two garages there that are also, it's now 15 years old, but at that time in 2002 it was new. And then built this whole exterior of the house, put a roof on it, put a furnace in the basement. But he never finished it. And he got older. The funny thing is he worked for Budweiser. He's actually from the Czech Republic. So he's Czech. He's actually from Budvar, the actual original Budweiser. Sent here to America to do quality testing for Budweiser.
Wait, he drinks beer all the time?
I believe that's exactly
and
what
he
does.
He like raises a red flag if it's bad and a white flag
exactly,
if it's good.
That's it.
And the more he drinks, the more he passes for inspection.
Another 7 seconds just went by. Another keg got changed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm leaving this radio show. I found my calling.
That's it.
That's fantastic.
It's a great job. So he's from there. So he bought this as a place to retire and he never finished and he got too old where he couldn't do the work himself anymore. So he hired out some people and then he decided, I'm never here. year, I want to go live in Florida. So he bought a place in Florida, and now he just has this place that's sitting. It has an electrical box. It doesn't have the electrical run through the house all the way. It doesn't have the plumbing run through the house all the way.
Right, and doesn't have drywall up everywhere.
Right, yeah, there's no drywall, no insulation.
This is just a great opportunity to do whatever you want to do inside the house with a nice frame on the outside and 19 acres.
Well, 19 acres, two garages for three cars, but wait, there's more. You got a straw barn, a woodshed, and then three more barn-like structures. So you've got your house to live in, and then you've got room for your four-wheelers and your boats and your
watercolors. There's like three or four other barns there that are old farm barns, which is nice. People like the old wood. There's like one or two that are kind of falling down.
Yeah, but again, that's okay because you can tear those down and sell those late 1800, early 1900 beams for major profit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of benefits to this property, right? He doesn't even use it. Because he's not there, he would come out once in a while and visit the property and put on the wood stove and have a fire in his little house. You know, it's like almost like a cabin to him. You know how guys are. Yeah. They could live in nothing and then the girls, they want something nice. So, but he just has this nice little property. Probably 15 acres of the 19 are currently leased out to a farmer. So they're being used. It just, someone could come in, like you said, from Chicago. I had a guy who was semi-interested in it, who wanted the organic farm. And you could do that here. You have a farmhouse, you have you have a big farm building, you know. He's got even yard equipment to mow the property that he's sending with the property. It's not even in this, but to send it with the property.
Right.
A nice riding lawnmower. And it's got a lot of potential for somebody who has the right vision.
Yeah.
And it's actually a pretty good price.
No, it is, especially because it's got 19 acres. Now,
19 acres.
You know, because 15 of the 19 acres are being farmed, the only place you're really going to go get that finance is Greenstone.
Right.
And does a great job. And they have a construction, if you're not paying cash, because that's a great option too. I pay cash, I own it free and clear, I've got the income revenue coming off the land, and then I can do whatever I want to do to the house and not worry about the construction draws and all that other stuff. You still got to worry about township zoning permits and
for sure.
It's $250,000 for this house, you know, really nice frame, you got all your outbuildings, you have 19 acres. In a hypothetical world, if this house were finished, you know, electrical run through, nice stuff put in, what would you sell this house for if it were finished?
I mean, with the 19 acres, you probably could get $400,000.
Right. No kidding. So,
yeah,
and
that's
what
I'm thinking.
And I'm guessing it's not going to take at 250. It's not going to take $150,000 to get this house up to the point where you can sell it for $400,000.
And that's if you buy it for $250,000. You know, he may take less. You know, you got to bring an offer to the table for to see that
start
happens.
Somewhere.
But the point is you're right. I don't think the interior of this house would take $100,000. I think the interior of this house would probably take you $35,000-$40,000 if you did the work yourself. If you hired out, maybe $100,000.
Well, and depending again what your vision is.
Yeah, finishes and stuff, right?
Well,
exactly.
But not only that, because my other thought is, you know, I go buy the house and then I go back to the zoning commission. I split off the 15 acres that's being farmed and I sell that to a farmer because farmland goes at a pretty premium value.
Yeah.
And I keep the house and the 5 acres around it that are not being farmed and I still have a great property.
Yeah, no, and that's actually part of the options that I share with people that I've showed it to. You can go up with this a couple ways. You could sell the property off to a farmer. There's a guy the guy that's farming it. And then you could keep this nice lump sum of 4 or 5 acres, like you said, and have yourself your nice little haven.
Yeah.
So, and it's really close to Three Oaks. It's about 3/4 mile outside of Three Oaks, which if you've read any of these articles lately, Three Oaks is the most charming town in Michigan.
I believe it.
And it's a really cute town.
Well, quick, easy access. I mean, 94 is right there. Red Arrow Highway is right there. And there's 12.
So there's a lot of cool things going on in Three Oaks. You know, there's lots of cute shops. Journeyman's is a huge draw.
Oh, and the Acorn. We're down at the Acorn, and not necessarily once a month, but on a regular basis. Some great shows coming through there.
Vickers Theater. So there's a lot of cool things that are happening downtown Three Oaks, and it's not just Chicago people. So I love local people it's just full of a bunch of yuppies. And I go, no, it's not. Like, there's a lot of local things that are going
Silver
on
Beach.
There. Yeah. Well, I mean,
shots fired. Oh, geez.
There's a lot of local people that are downtown every day of the week that are doing really cool things. You know, Patelli's is a new place that just opened up down there. It's a great pizza place. It's really good. So,
sit-in dining as well as takeout?
Yeah, but there's a little bit of dining. There's not like a, it's like
it's
one big,
big
it's like one big table that they share.
Okay.
Family style.
Yeah, family style. So there's a lot of cool things that are going on in Three Oaks. So you're 3/4 mile outside of Three Oaks. You know, you're close to there. You're close to the beaches. You're only a couple miles down the road to Sawyer, to the state park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great property for someone to come come in and nab. It's just going to take the right person, right vision, and somebody that's patient enough to do the work.
Yeah. So, Joe, lightning round time.
Oh, hang on. I prepared. So, throughout at the top of the show, and he's done it a couple of times since, John keeps calling you the mayor.
Oh, yeah.
How did you come up with that?
So, people call me the mayor of Sawyer because I know everybody in town. I would be at the old bar that was downtown for a while. People are like, oh, look, it's the mayor. and you just kind of laugh. You know, they're like, what? You know, he's really the mayor? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm the mayor of Sawyer. You know, most people, if they don't know Sawyer, they don't know that Sawyer doesn't have a mayor. You know, right. There's no mayor there in
town. It's not a volunteer or paid position.
So basically, I got the title as the mayor, which is kind of funny.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
John fed me this question, but it's an interesting one. I'm going to give you two words and just see how far you carry this on your own. The words are Van Wilder, which, for those who may not know, is a movie featuring Ryan Reynolds about a guy who's essentially a
professional college student.
Yeah. So apparently this is not based on some script. Well, it is a Hollywood script, but it's based on
one of my best friends.
What?
Yeah. So years ago, I had come in contact with this guy, Johnny Lechner, who's an actor, and I used to do some acting. And we had done some film stuff together. And we ended up moving to California together. So he was my roommate for a while, lived in Hollywood. Great guy. Basically, Johnny went to college for 9 years at University of Wisconsin.
A lot of people go to college for 9 years.
They're called doctors. So he went to college for 9 years at University of Wisconsin, Whitewater. And he was well known for it. Like, he had all the stuff to get your degree. But to get your degree, you have to go sign to get your actual diploma and that kind of thing. So he never did that. And people were like, why are you not doing it? He's like, because I don't want to leave college yet. So he would go to class, do all the stuff. He went to school. This is a true story. For 18 years. Went to college full time, 18 years.
So in the movie, Van Wilder, right, the college student played by Ryan Reynolds, exactly, found a way to monetize, you know, activities while he was in college to kind of cover his debt. I think there was a whole story there.
Yeah.
Did your friend find similar success?
So he would do local commercials for car dealerships. He had his own little bartending college clips that he would do and send out, and people would send him money. He did lots of things. He would do celebrity bartending. So you'd go to different bars and bartend for the night, and it would bring a draw of people. And it was a fascinating idea, and it worked out really well for him. I mean, he made good money doing that. Not to mention, National Lampoon's came in for 3 days and followed him around on campus and just watched his activities. Knew that he had an assistant, and he had all these guys that live with him that kind of did all the stuff with him. He was sponsored by Monster. I think Monster gave him some money.
What?
So, but I mean, National Lampoon's probably paid him a nice lump sum to follow him around during that time. And when I say nice lump sum, I don't know the exact amount, but I'm assuming it was probably like 50 grand.
Yeah. Well, that's probably enough to pay 1/4 of his 18-year college.
Well, he was working full-time bartending and doing other little odd jobs. You know, he'd throw parties and stuff, and that paid really good money for him. So it was kind of cool. He's a great guy. He's one of my favorite people, and he's super interesting.
For the second time on this show, I'm going to say I'm quitting the show because there was the guy that does product testing for Budweiser, and now we're on to the guy that went to college for 18 years and threw parties and made money. And
it's fascinating, right?
Last lightning round question. It mentions here in your biography that you enjoy drinking wine or beer. What is your favorite beer that's available to drink right now?
I'm glad you asked that because I'm obsessed with this place in Bridgman. There's a place called Transient.
Mm-hmm. Right downtown.
And it's not open every day. It's open like Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And if you're there before opening, sometimes you might see a long line out front. You're like, what's going on here? Well, it's because the guy's beer is so stinky good. And I'll tell you, Transient is one of my favorite spots. They have a beer there called Cromulent. And Cromulent is not a real word. It's one of those Simpson words, you know.
Yeah. Like you speak the impetus of love.
Exactly.
Impetus. Not a real word, but it sounds great.
It sounds great. Yeah. So it's called Cromulent. It is a pale ale, but it is it's just so refreshing. It's so good. The hops that he uses are excellent. It's crisp. It is one of my favorite beers. I think it's probably the favorite beer I've ever had in my my life. Just released it this weekend again, and it was so tasty.
Now, I had a couple. You know these guys. Is it a limited supply thing? Like, we have to get down there?
Yeah,
does it sell out?
Yeah, so it's interesting you say that. He cans a certain amount, and it'll sell out, and then you have to wait 3 months till it comes out again.
Ooh.
And he doesn't distribute a whole lot. Like, he only sends to a couple stores in the state of Michigan. That's it. So people have to come to him, which is great. It's actually brilliant business model and, and brilliant marketing, because people come to you. Then you have to pay for it to go out, and you get more money if they come to your store instead of wholesaling to other places, which is great because the guy's beer, it's worth coming to taste. It's worth coming to enjoy. He had a release this weekend of a beer called Wake and Cake. And
Wake and Cake?
Wake and Cake.
That sounds fantastic.
It's a stout. I don't really drink stouts, but I did taste it. It's like an imperial stout. Like, it was, I think, 13% alcohol.
Ooh.
But it was smooth. It was really good. So, you know, and people were out. There's a whole line outside, 100 people waiting before he opened up at 12 noon. And he would limit the bottles. He'd gone for 6 bottles selling them, and then down to 4 bottles and now to 2 bottles. And he sold out one day, 1,000 bottles.
And it also, the nice size about that for him is he can custom control everything. The quality control is there. If all of a sudden you're doing massive warehouse stuff, the quality control,
it goes down.
You don't want to be Bud Light. Yeah. You want to be transient.
You want to be transient. Exactly. I think everybody wants to be transient because he's so good. And the guy is super nice. I actually sold him and his future wife, Rachel, a house in Bridgman, and they love living in Bridgman. They're just great people. So I think what they're doing there downtown is really excellent.
Yeah.
Tapestries, they're doing some excellent stuff too. Mm-hmm. Haymarket. So when you look at Bridgman as a whole, trying to buy a house in Bridgman is like super hard because there's so much entertaining factors.
And it's
downtown.
A great school district.
Great school district. Absolutely. So you got entertainment, you got not too many restaurants, but you got a few restaurants and you got a great school district. So and let's face it, it's got a great downtown. You can walk down Lake Street, stroll down Lake Street any part of the day. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's quiet. And I mean, if you get down to the beach, it goes right down to the beach. The Waco Beach is one of the best spots you can go hang out at. So it is a great community. I love being a part of Bridgman. I love being a part of that area because it's magical. It really is. So.
Well, Jason, always great to have you in. We will look forward to seeing you at Transient or somewhere else soon or at the closing table too. Jason Sutton, the mayor at AP Properties.
Mayor
Properties.
Soya.
Fantastic. I'm going to buy you a top hat.
Oh, thanks.
It's going to be great.
Hi, he'll look good in a top hat. Email is jasonsutton@atproperties.com. Cell phone 269-326-2473. Whether you're looking to list or to buy, give Jason a call and he'll take really good care of you. Thanks for your time, Jason.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Joe.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.